The following concert was recorded live at the Newport Folk Festival from NPR Music, WFUV, WKSU's Folk Alley, and MVY Radio. Enjoy the show.
Myself. Not that I have a license or anything. I didn't try this sadly. Hey, two picks. Got the blues from my baby, left me by the San Francisco Bay. Ocean liners have gone so far away. Didn't mean to treat you so bad, the best gal I ever have had. She said goodbye, like to make me cry. I wanna lay down and die. Haven't got a nickel, ain't got a lousy dime. She don't come back, I think I'm gonna lose my mind. If she ever come back to stay, gonna spend another brand new day walking with my baby down by the San Francisco Bay. Another city, just about to go insane. Sound like I heard my baby, way she used to call my name. Ever come back to stay, spend another brand new day walking with my baby. Short while in 54, and drove out there in a Buick with Billy Fair and Woody Guthrie and a jazz musician. And a Buick took 4 days, and I'd been settled into Topanga Canyon there at Will Gear's Theater. Will was putting on plays, plays by Will Green and plays by Mark Twain and so forth, and I got to be the ballad singer in the between the acts of the plays and stuff. Even got a little acting in on the side when somebody forgot a line. Woody disappeared shortly after we arrived out there. He hitchhiked back to the East Coast and ended up in the hospital, and that was Woody's last free rambling trip. He spent the next 13 years in hospitals, and you probably all heard that story. And Pete came out, and he was playing up in Sausalito somewhere, and I hitchhiked up to San Francisco to see Pete's show. And I was so tired from the hitchhiking trip that I actually fell asleep in the middle of Pete's performance. But I wake up at the end, he was singing some beautiful Abby Yo-Yo, I think it was, a song about a kid out in the jungle. And I woke up with tears streaming down my face, and I didn't know why. And it was because of Abby Yo-Yo, and that was the end of the show. And then I got to say hello to Pete, and he mentioned to me that there was this very good blues man who was playing the next day over in Oakland, and I should go check it out. Pete wasn't able to. He had to fly up to Seattle, I believe. And God, I was tempted to hitchhike up to Seattle and see Pete up there, too, but somebody convinced me that it was not a good idea, and I went to see that K.C. Douglas, it was his name, and he was good, but there was somebody else on that show by surprise who was even much better, and he lived right there in Oakland, and he was a sort of a surprise performer, local talent in the show there at the Oakland High School. His name was Jesse Fuller, and he called himself the Lone Cat to draw attention to the fact that although he was one person, he was playing on six different instruments all at one time. He was a one-man band. He played on a 12-string guitar, harmonica, kazoo, and foot-operated cymbals with his left foot, and with his right foot, he was playing on a kind of a five-string bass-like instrument that he'd invented. It was called a fodella. Fodella. And he sang that song. It was one of the songs that he played was that San Francisco Bay Blues, and I fell in love with that song. I've been singing it ever since. I sang it in England when I went over there on a trip, and they just went crazy over that one, and they ended up inviting Jesse to come over, and I got to tour England with Jesse Fuller. So he always says that I made the San Francisco Bay Blues famous, and so I think it's one of my favorite songs. You know, you gotta stick with the winning crew. That was an old showbiz adage. Well, as a matter of fact, could I invite you up, Pete? How you? I'd like to bring up my friend Pete Seeger.
We got a song here that Woody Guthrie and the two of us used to sing together. We'd actually learned it off a record of the Carter family. It were big country hits back in the 1920s. I'm not sure if we can remember all the verses. Maybe you can.
I hope so.
What we want you to do is you sing along with us. And some of you can take a high tenor part. If it's too high for you women to sing, you sing a little lower down, and you can sing the high chart.
Mm-hmm.
You know it.
It takes a worried man to sing a word song. It takes a worried man to sing a word song. It takes a worried man to sing a word song. I'm worried now, but it won't be worried long.
If you don't have it yet, keep on trying, you will get it.
Went across the river.
I went across the river. I lay down to sleep. Went across the river. I lay down to sleep. Went across the river. I lay down to sleep. When I woke up, I had shackles on my feet. Here we go.
It takes a worried man to sing a worried song. It takes a worried man to sing a worried song. Worried now, but it won't be worried long.
I asked that judge, what's gonna be my fine? Sing it. Ask that judge, what's gonna be my fine? Once more, ask that judge,
what's gonna be my fine?
21 years
on the Rocky Mountain line.
Here we go.
Takes a worried man to sing a worried song. It takes a worried man to sing a worried song. Takes a worried man to sing a worried song. Worried now, won't be worried long.
I looked down the track,
far as I could see. I looked down the track, far as I could see.
Little bitty hand waving after me. Here we go, everybody.
It takes a worried man to sing a worried song. It takes a worried man to sing a worried song. It takes a worried man to sing a worried song. Worried now, but it won't be worried long.
One more time.
It takes a worried man to sing a worried song. It takes a worried man to sing a worried song.
I don't hear you.
It takes a worried man to sing a worried song.
Worried now. Jack was traveling around with Woody Guthrie, and they hit upon this song, and they would sing it over and over and over. I've been having some hard traveling. I thought you know. What key? E?
I think it's an A.
You go on. First time I ever got to play with Woody, I had been listening to a record of his, and had memorized this song. It was the first one of Woody's songs that I had learned and memorized it. And a friend of mine invited me to go to California with him. I had just visited Woody briefly in the hospital. He was in there for appendicitis, and I'd never met him before. I just went over there to see him and serenade him if I could, but he wasn't interested in that because he said the man in the next bed over just got off the operating table. He better not make any noise. So I didn't play the guitar, but he said if I went across the street, I could meet his kids and his wife, Marjorie. Little Arlo was about 3.5 years old at that time. So I went over and met them and said hello, and Marjorie showed me around their new apartment that they just moved into. It wasn't out in Coney Island anymore. I ended up going to California with this friend to drive him out there. Took 8 days. I was gone 3 months, and I sang this song in every bar on Route 40. Hard traveling. And I got back to New York about 3 months later, and I called up Woody, and I said, hi, this is Buck Elliott, but my name ain't Buck anymore. It got changed to Jack by accident on a schooner Wanderbird. It's kind of a long story. Can't explain it. He says there's 1,000 Jacks for every Buck. But I had to stick with it. I'd been through so many name changes by that time. Xerxes was my favorite. I was known as Xerxes in New England for a while. Anyway, I got to sing this song with Woody. When I got back to New York, he invited me to a party where he was going to be playing. And I thought, let's do that song, Hard Traveling. And he couldn't remember the words, and I was amazed. You wrote it. You wrote it. You don't remember it. But I didn't realize then that Woody had written over 2,000 songs, and he didn't remember all the words to every one of them. But I think it goes something like this. I've been hitting some hard traveling, and I thought you know. I've been having some hard traveling way down the road. And I've been hitting some hard traveling, hard rambling, hard gambling. I've been doing some hard traveling, Lord. I thought you know. I've been riding them blind passengers away down the road. I've been riding them dead enders, flat wheelers, kicking up cinders. I've been doing some hard traveling, Lord. And I've been laying in a hard rock jail. I thought you know. I've been laying out 90 days way down the road. And I've been hard knobbing, far knobbing, tucking that red heart on, and I've been doing some hard traveling, Lord. Hit some hard harvesting, I thought you knew. North Dakota to Kansas City, way down the road. Cutting that wheat and stacking that hay, trying to make about a dollar a day. And I've been doing some hard traveling, Lord. Walking that Lincoln Highway, I thought you know. I've been hitching on 66 way down the road. Heavy load in a worried mind, looking for a woman that's hard to find. I've been doing some hard traveling, Lord.
Hey. Jax. Nobody knows what the end of the world is going to be. Some say it's just around the corner. Some say it's a few million years. But one thing I know, if we want to last a longer time, we got to learn how to look ahead. Not just 10 or 20 years, not to just one person's lifetime, but to the lifetime of the human race. And I thought you both would be interested in learning a song I sing with the kids in my hometown. I come into the class and I say, "Hello, cousins." And they're a little surprised. "Well," I say, "not the first cousin, not even second or third, but look what happens if you go ahead far. I got to go back way down to..." That's it. Oh! You got an E there? E major. Two times two is four. Two times four is eight. Two times eight is 16. And the hour is getting late. We've all been a doubling, a doubling, a doubling. We've all been a doubling down through the years. It's an old, old tune I just put the new words to. Try it. We've all been a doubling, a doubling, a doubling. We've all been a doubling down through the years. We've all been a doubling, a doubling, a doubling. All been a doubling down through the... Twice 16 is 32. Next comes 64. Next comes 128. Do we need to hear more? We've all been a doubling, a doubling, a doubling. All been a doubling down through the years. We've all been a doubling, a doubling, a doubling. All been a doubling down through the years. Next comes 256. Next 512. Next 124. 1,024. Figure it out yourself. We've all been a doubling, a doubling, a doubling. All been a doubling down through the years. We've all been a doubling, a doubling, a doubling. All been a doubling down through the... Double 10 more times. We had ancestors over a million. Double another 20 times. We had ancestors over a trillion. Now hold on, there never were a trillion people in the world, at least not yet. That means some of our ancestors must have married cousins. And you and I and everybody in the whole damn world, we're all distant cousins, no matter the color of our skin or the shape of our eyes or whatever language we speak. We've all been a doubling, a doubling, a doubling. We've all been a doubling down through the years. We've all been a doubling, a doubling, a doubling. We've all been a doubling down through... Now, I live on the Hudson Valley, and the population of the Hudson Valley is doubling every 20 years. And I said to a local politician, "We got to slow down." He says, "Pete, if you don't grow, you die." I didn't know what to say, but it... 1 o'clock in the morning, I sat up in bed and said, "If it's true that if you don't grow, you die, doesn't it follow that the quicker we grow, the sooner we die?" I told it to him when I next saw him. He just laughed. I said, "Are you too much of a coward to tell me yes or no? You're just laughing. Tell me yes or no. If it is true that if you don't grow, you die, isn't it also true that the quicker we grow, the sooner we die?" And he was too scared to say it. He just laughed. You'll find ask an economist this. And if they're scared to tell you yes or no, tell them to their face what liars they are. But you never can tell. You never can tell. Let's sing an old song, because I have to go after this. But you can sing it. I'm going over to sing this song at the other stage when it comes to the end of the show over there. Irene, Irene. Last Saturday night I got married.
Last Saturday night I got married.
Me and my wife settled down.
Me and my wife settled down.
Now me and my wife are parted.
Me and my wife are parted.
Take another stroll downtown. Get that harmony now. Here we go.
Irene, good night.
Till the sea runs dry. But if Irene should turn me down, I'd take morphine and die. I must say, it takes a little money. I love the sound of your voice. I love the sound. Last time.
Thank you, Pete. Well, that was a showstopper and a show starter. That's the first time that I've really shared the stage with Pete, and so long I can't even count the number, but I did a tour of England with Pete by train one time back in the 60s, and I was always looking at boats and talking about boats and drawing pictures of boats, and I didn't know that Pete was even listening to me or paying attention. I was just babbling, you know, like I always go, looking out the window. It was a great trip. We had some fun. And we were up to Scotland and back down to England again. And Pete come back and decided he gonna get a boat. And he got him a little 17-foot sloop. And the next year, he decided to build a bigger boat. He built a 67-foot sloop called a Clearwater. Gaff rig sloop, old Hudson River sloop. Went up and down the river, inspiring people to stop polluting the Hudson River. And wrote a song about that called "Dirty My Dirty Old Stream." It was an honor, thrilled to be with Pete here on stage. And I tell you, I'm also just thrilled to be back here again. And it's not just because I'm a music lover. I do like music, but I'm mostly a boat lover. And I lived here for almost a year one time in a motorhome camped on a dock. And done a little bit of sailing, done a little swimming. I don't know, Paul Jeremiah, I don't know if you got here, but Paul, we've played together many times and used to live here too. He's moved. I'm hoping that he come in today, but, he's still in Rhode Island, I know, up in the northwest corner there in the woods somewhere. Saved my life a couple of times, fishing. I never was a safe fisherman. I was been a good sailor. Bass and less treble in the vocal mic, please, please, sir. Thank you so much. I can't hear right because I'm outdoors. I really, most of my singing has been singing indoors. I sing cowboy songs indoors. I have sung around the odd campfire, even sang to a mountain lion one time up in Colorado. at 11,000 feet, and I could hear that mountain purring across the fire from me. It was a tame mountain lion somebody had as a pet. It was on a, had him on a leash. And sure is nice to see these boats here. Nice to see you all here too on a sunny day. Trying to identify that engine over there. I started out in the University of Connecticut on a 1942 Indian motorcycle run by dear old Dad Forbes. Here's another song that Woody composed about a story about something that took place in Calumet, Michigan in the year 1913. I've never been to Calumet, Michigan, but somebody did give me some yellow brick that came out of the building where this song took place. And it's called called the 1913 Massacre. We have Vicki Lee here. She is my bear handler. I have a little difficult to handle young teddy bear that I bought in a restaurant out there near Reno, Nevada. I call him Brown Bear Restaurant. I named him after the place where I bought him. Actually, the place is really called the Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner, but I must have been mistaken. It was something I ate in the truck stop across the street. I call him Brown Bear Restaurant, and he hardly ever talks to me, but when Vicky's around, he just won't stop talking. We brought him along with us on the airplane. And there's Vicki right there. She has a band out in California. She used to have a band called Sticky Vicki and the Pine Cones. And she has another new band now called the Funny Farmers. I'm sorry that we don't have the Brown Bear Restaurant with us to show him on stage. We left him at the hotel. I hope he isn't gonna cause a lot of trouble over there with the maids. You think you'll be all right? Here's the 1913 Massacre. Take a trip with me in 1913 to Calumet, Michigan, and the copper. Take you to a place called Italian Hall, and the miners are having their big Christmas ball. I'll take you in a door and up the high stairs, singing and dancing is heard everywhere. Let you shake hands with the people you see, and watch the kids dance around the big Christmas tree. There's talking and laughing and songs in the air. The spirit of Christmas was there everywhere. Before you know it, you're friends with us all, and you're dancing around and around in the hall. A little girl sits down by the Christmas tree lights to play the piano, so you gotta keep quiet. to hear all this fun you would not realize that the copper boss thug men are milling outside. The copper boss thugs stuck their heads in the door. One of them yelled and he screamed, "There's a fire." Lady, she hollered, "There's no such a thing. Keep on with your party, there's no such a thing. A few people rusting is only a few. It's just the thugs and the scabs fooling you." Man grabbed his daughter and carried her down, but the thugs held the door and he could not get out. And then others followed, 100 or more, but most everybody remained on the floor. The gun thugs, they laughed at their murderous joke, and the children were smothered on the stairs by the door. We carried our children back up to their tree. The scabs outside still laughed at their spree. The children that died there was 73. And the last words of this song just never will come to me. But thanks for listening. I'm distracted by a beautiful sloop on the droop. She's going about past the jib. Outdoor music. It's a great sport. I recommend it. See your local music teacher. I really find it difficult to play music, especially after riding on that airplane with the waggy tail in the back seat. I'd rather drive here or sail. Sailing's great. There's a schooner going out. No headsail set. She must have her engine going. She's got red sails. Wish you could see it. Here's another Woody Guthrie song that used to capture my imagination. I ran away from home and joined the rodeo. I wanted to be a cowboy. I still do. I've been hanging out with cowboys for about 60 years. I've got 6 pairs of spurs, I've got 7 Stetson hats, a Resist All hat, American Hat Company hat. But like they say in Texas, he's all hat and no cattle. I have branded other people's cattle. I've never carved my initials on a cow to this day, but I loaned my knife to somebody to castrate 12 bulls the other day, and I'm getting closer to it. Now my doctor says not to eat meat. I'm turning into a vegetarian. I may turn into a vegetable. I may not turn at all. Haven't greased the axle in about 9 years. Still walking. Got 2 new hips. Got both my knees. This song is called The Ranger's Command. It's one of the few non-political songs that Woody ever wrote, although anything you write, if it's about people, it's somehow political. People can't get away from politics. If there's any people around, it's usually political. This is called The Ranger's Command. Land. And I'll teach ranger's command. Songs here on the list, and seems like I got too darn many, and we're running out of time. Just got time for one more, but I'd like to do you one that's kind of a favorite of mine. It was something I learned off of. Will you stop taking pictures? I could pose nude on a bucking horse out in the alley after the show. I find it very hard to concentrate. Dig? Cut it out. Got one more last song here. I'd like to try and remember the words. It's called Don't Think Twice. I don't care if you don't think once. Just let me sing. Sit and wonder why, babe, if you don't know by now, And it ain't no use to sit and wonder why, babe. It'll never do somehow. If you, when your rooster crows at the break of dawn, look out your window, I'll be gone. You're the reason I'm a traveling on, but don't think twice, it's all right. And it ain't no use in the calling out my name, gal, like you never done before. Ain't no use in calling out my name, gal, 'cause I can't hear you anymore. Thinking and wondering, walking down the road, how I once loved a woman, a child I am told. Give her my heart, but she wanted my soul. But don't think twice, it's all right. Calling out my name, gal, like you never done before. Ain't no use in calling out my name, gal, 'cause I can't hear you anymore. Thinking and wondering, walking down the road, how I once loved a woman, child I'm told. Give her my heart, but she wanted my soul. But don't think twice, it's all right. Hey, so long, honey babe, where I'm bound I can't tell. Goodbye is too good a word, babe. So I'll just say, hi. You want to take a picture? Sure. I just came here to pose for you. Goody, goody, goody. Goodbye. He goes, I don't remember the